Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Well, good morning and hey there, friends. On today's episode, we are talking part two of real estate side hustles. Last week, we talked about 12 different types of side hustles you could do in your real estate business. So today we have 13 more to talk about. So the first one that I want to talk about is starting a referral-based business. Now, we all know regular real estate referrals, right? Well, a lot of agents have started making social media, a big part of their referral business, right? So now, you don't always have to just rely on clients coming to you. You can build relationships with marketing and start a referral-based business. So with social media, that's become so much easier now. So how exactly does a referral business work? Well, a real estate agent will offer real estate clients to another agent in exchange for a commission off of the purchase or sale of their property. This is really good if you don't personally like working with clients, which you're obviously probably not in the best business for that, but maybe you have better networking skills with other agents and you've decided that the day-to-day of showing houses or going through the marketing stuff is just really not your forte. So you can develop relationships with other agents and exchange referrals for inside your market area and outside. And of course, real estate is worldwide. So developing these relationships all across the world can be beneficial. And, everybody loves having what we call mailbox checks, right? So that's number 13. Number 14 has become very popular lately, and that is to start a notary service. Notary services are very high in demand now, and real estate agents can make a great side income from that. And the process of becoming a notary is pretty simple in most places. You can often find information about becoming a notary on your state's website. And once you are a notary, then you can market your services to other real estate agents and businesses and the general public. I will say one of the reasons why this has become so much more popular now is because a lot of people are able to do mobile closings. So having a mobile notary come to people's houses to sign documents and stuff, that's a huge change over the last couple of years to be able to use that notary, not just, selling your vehicles and stuff. Now you can use it in real estate a lot more. And refinancing, they usually use a mobile notary. So that's a great side business to get into. And it can come in handy a lot, especially if, you're one of the only people that have, your notary license in your office and stuff. You can share businesses with other agents. Number 15, we are starting to see an uptick of this again. We haven't seen a lot of this in the last couple of years because of the market and the way houses were flying off of the market. But number 15 is home staging. So you know how important it is to stage a home. So this is a great business to add on to your real estate business or supplement it. There are lots of training programs that you can do that can help provide you with the training necessary, as well as materials to help you grow, that part of your business. This is really good because you understand the struggles that sellers have, as well as how buyers interpret properties and what you would normally say in a listing presentation as far as staging and stuff. This home staging business to add to your regular real estate business would be taking that to another level. So you could charge, a staging fee or a staging assessment. Even if you don't want to keep your own staging furniture, you could stage with what the seller has, right? Or you could let them rent some things for you. A big part of staging is accessories and not always just furniture. But there are a lot of local furniture rental places that you can rent furniture for short-term rentals. So you don't have to have that inventory. So that's something to think about if starting a home staging business as a side hustle might be an idea for you. Number 16, this is pretty common as well, is cleaning. Cleaning can be, something that you can do weekly, monthly, or if you live in an area that has, a lot of timeshares or short-term rentals, Airbnbs, if you live near a beach or any kind of tourist area, they need a lot of cleaners. And a lot of them will just be like, they'll pay day to day, or, they'll pay you weekly and stuff. So you don't have to, work there, as a regular employee or something. You can, be 1099. And just add that onto your business. Number 17 is working as a virtual assistant. So this one is a little bit different than, and the other thing is too, is, that stuff is all done like from home, online, like you don't need to be in somebody's office. So this is something that you could do, outside of your market, across the world, helping other agents. And you can make some pretty good money too. You could charge by the hour. You could charge, per month or, whatever that is. And you could even help, like, with their ads and stuff. If you're really good at that, Instagram ads, Facebook ads, Google ads, anything like that as a virtual assistant, you could do that. Number 18 is renting out raw land. So when I was researching to do these side hustles and stuff, this is one that I came upon that I thought was really fascinating because I did not know about this. I did not know that could rent out land. So, I mean, I guess I really never thought about it. But, thanks to, the whole like Airbnb world or the glamping world that, we've become into, this is kind of cool because a lot of people are renting out their land to people that, want to camp, bring their RVs or, set up some sort of temporary housing, the yurts, so anything like that would be really cool. And then you could rent out, your land and you don't have all of the amenities and comforts and stuff that you do of a full house, or, and you also don't have the overhead, right? So if you don't want to even provide like the, tent or, an RV or anything like that, they can bring their own and you just rent the land to them. So I thought that was really interesting. And there's actually a website called Hip Camp that you can go to, and they even offer $1 million insurance policy so that you're protected and insured for that. So I thought that was really neat. And I think that everybody should check that out if you have any vacant land, because why not make some money off of it while it's just sitting there, right? Number 19, take listing photos and videos. So if you are interested in photography, you have some skills, you got a great camera, why not start taking some listing photos for other agents in the area if you are good at it, okay? If you're not good at it, don't offer the skill because we already have plenty of agents that are not skilled at this doing their own listing photos. You could also save a lot of money by doing your own photos if you have the right equipment, right? So that it would also be a really great tax write-off to bring into your business. So, if that's something that you're passionate about and you have some really good skills with editing and taking the right photos, that might be something that would work out good for you and your business. Number 20 is create an advertising business or social media management business for agents. So we talked about this a little as far as virtual assistants, but you could start an entire company that you have other virtual assistants work for you, or you could handle it all yourself and handle, the advertisements for real estate business and, their social media marketing. And this is really good because a lot of social media companies charge a pretty good amount. So if this is something that you're really good about, you're a really good copywriter or graphic designer, the social media management might be a really good for you because I know this is probably one of the biggest struggles that real estate agents have is maintaining social media content. So if you, have that extensive knowledge of marketing and social media and stuff, this can be a great way to make some extra cash and market your services. So, number 21 is becoming a house sitter. Working as a house sitter is a great way to generate some passive income. It's also, a great way to grow your client base, right? You might be tasked with some things of, like watching, just keeping an eye on the home, taking care of like plants, checking the mail, maybe mowing the grass, depending how long they're going to be gone, just making sure that, nobody breaks into the home. One of the things too that people like to have a house sitter for is if they need a pet sitter. So this might be a combination of pet sitting and house sitting together that you might have to do. And you can charge, some people charge $50 plus a day, depending how long they're going to be there. That's, pretty decent if you don't have, a lot of people at your home that you have to take care of or your own pets and stuff. So, but that might be a great way for sellers who are traveling or buyers. Could be an additional service that you add to your current clients or, the general public. Because, one of the great things about all of these side hustles that we talked about last week and this week is that all of these can really help lead generate and grow your current business. So they can really all tie together. It just really depends how you connect and do it, right? So number 22 is not a new one at all. This one's been around for quite a while, and anybody who's been in real estate for a while has probably heard of people doing these. And these are BPOs, and these are broker price opinions. These were very, very, very popular when the market was doing really bad and we had a lot of short sales and foreclosures because a lot of the banks hire out real estate agents and people to do the BPOs to get that basically CMAs, right? To find out what the property is worth before they, settle for a short sale or let it go to foreclosure and find out what they want to do. So that way they can understand, the value of the property. And if you're not, depending what your state is, if you're not a broker or a broker in charge, like I said, depending on what state you are, you might not be able to do that. It might require some sort of other licensing or something. So you definitely have to check into your state requirements for being able to do BPOs or check with your, broker in charge and stuff. But this is a really great way to get some extra cash because they pay really well to just do, basically a CMA and stuff. The banks will typically tell you exactly what they want on their forms, and they will probably give you even the forms to fill out. So it's pretty easy. They're usually pretty black and white. Hopefully, we don't end up in that road and have to have lots of BPOs again, but you just never know. Number 23, we talked a little tiny bit about this earlier, but it's a transaction coordinator. And most people are pretty familiar with this category, but this is a really great side hustle because you already know the entire process for real estate if you're a licensed agent. And being a licensed transaction coordinator is very beneficial to other real estate agents because a lot of them do not want the risk of working with unlicensed transaction coordinators, right? So this is a great way to work with other agents. And it's also a great way to build your referral base, right? So there are some transaction coordinator companies and stuff that work, across the states, and they're not just in their local state. So that might vary depending, since you're a licensed agent, what you can and can't do for those other agents. Also, something to think about too is depending where you hold your brokerage license, your company may not want you doing transaction coordination for people outside of your brokerage. So make sure you check in with that and make sure you're following all of the rules because we don't want anybody to get in trouble. Okay, number 24 is this used to be really, really popular several years ago and is really starting to come back now. So anybody who is a little bit, older generation, probably mid late 30s and up, remembers how significant blogs were. So number 24 is starting a blog. Starting a blog can be a perfect side hustle for many real estate agents. It is definitely not a get rich quick scheme. But it's a great way to build up some passive income once you get to that point. So what's really interesting about blogging is you can tie it into real estate, obviously, or you can, you know, blog about, you know, all kinds of other different niches. But the real thing is that you can niche down to SEO where you're targeting, you know, specific people. And once you start building up your blog with whatever you're writing, you can start advertising and sharing affiliate links in there. So that's where you start making money. You start making money off of the ads that other companies are posting on your blog and then the affiliate links. So affiliate links are basically where you're promoting other people's products or businesses. And that helps grow your income. So, you know, you could do, depending on what, you know, your expertise is, or, you know, you could just start reviewing products. Blogging is a lot similar to a lot of people doing influencing now, right? So you have a lot of influencers on Instagram and TikTok, and, you know, they share a product, and when they have a special link, they're getting a kickback from that, whoever made that product, the creator, or the company. Amazon does Amazon affiliates too. So, I mean, it really, I mean, you can do any product these days. And it's definitely grown a lot. And there's a lot of people who, you know, they have their entire businesses based off of affiliate marketing. So blogging can tie into, you know, traveling, real estate, or something completely different that you have a major passion about, right? So then you can start, you know, running ads to your blog, or you can have, you know, paid Google ads that are on your blog that when people click them, you get paid money for. So yeah. So Jen says Justin does Amazon affiliate. Yes. So it, I mean, it works out really good if you have any influence, or you serve anybody, or you're an expert in any area and people look to you and you could recommend products. If you're already recommending products, it could be even very, very simple. Let's just take like a seller that you have. Okay. If you recommend your seller, you know, buys, you know, these certain items for accessorizing their house, right? Well, you can use those links as affiliate links, or you can have like an entire list of, you know, specialized cleaning products that you recommend to your sellers. That could be something. Your buyers, the same thing. You could do that. The big thing with affiliate marketing is you have to disclose that you may make some sort of income off of the sales or the purchase of any of those products. But it's really quite limitless on, you know, what you can do. And like I said, you know, Amazon offering it, you can buy anything on Amazon. So that works out really good. Okay, so the last one that we're going to talk about today is, I think, kind of a cool one, because in our field of real estate, we find a lot of people that need this, and that is credit repair. So you could start a side hustle of a credit repair business. And there are a couple of companies that are like an all-in-one credit repair service. And I think it's Cloud Credit Repair is one of them. And you can join, and it's like an entire system already all set up. You just put the people in there and they do all the work. And then you just make a commission off of it. But this is very, very lucrative, because it's actually twofold, right? Because you get this lead who needs credit repair and they can't, you know, buy a house right now. So you can put them into this credit repair company. Well, guess what happens? Once they complete that, you get paid off of sending them there, and then they're going to come back and then they're going to buy a house with you. So it works out like a full circle for you. They're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. So why not offer, you know, credit repair services? And, you know, motivated home buyers, they're going to pay because they want to get into a home to buy. And sometimes this is the only way that they can do it. You know, they are not going to be able to repair their credit by themselves. So having a credit repair business will really help. So instead of sending your credit repair needed people to another person who you're not going to get anything from, you could start a side hustle. And like I said, if that's something you're interested in, I think it's Cloud Credit Repair. It's something like that, but I mean, it's literally, I think you pay like a monthly fee to be a part of it. Basically, you're kind of an affiliate for it. And then they run the business for you. Again, make sure you're not violating any real estate or realtor ethics or kickback violations or anything like that. But I think that, between last week and this week, we have talked about 25 side hustles. And while, our ultimate goal, of course, at the Modern Real Estate Agent and the Get Real podcast is not to get you to stop doing real estate, of course, but there are times when you might need a side hustle, or you find, you have a passionate part of you that needs to be focused on somewhere else. And sometimes some of these side hustles might turn into your ultimate passionate business, and that might take the place of real estate. You never know, but we're definitely not here to tell you not to experiment and explore. But it's always great to have multiple streams of revenue. We've talked about that over and over and over again, that you should diversify your income in some way, shape, or form. So out of these 25, I mean, I'm sure there is some, at least one that you can do that will also help grow your real estate business by generating leads at the same time as well. So I hope that, this episode has helped give you guys a couple of different streams that you might want to look into or research a little bit further. If you have raw land, you can rent it out now. Who knew? And also, if you specialize in certain areas in your real estate business that other agents are struggling on, and you have, extra time. I know, that's funny. But if you do have, some downtime and you want to make a little bit of extra money, you can help out other agents, with, social media management, cold calling for them, email management, transaction coordination, VA services, any of that stuff, if that's something that you want to do. And again, if you do these ones right, they can help grow your real estate business as well. So that's it for today, guys. I hope that you guys have a wonderful week. I wanted to also let you guys know that January, we have got some amazing guests lined up for the show, and I really just can't wait for you guys to listen to them and get some really great nuggets to grow your real estate business. So make sure you are staying tuned to all of the events in the group, or have the podcast on replay, or visit our YouTube channel. You can find us on all of the platforms. And with that, I will see you guys next week.